everybody, and welcome to this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Loads of interviews coming up on this month's show, but we're going to kick things off with the Midlands Division, and currently leading the way up at the top of the Midlands Division by 1 point over Stamford is Halesow in town. Last month, Paul Smith stood down as manager at the club, and obviously sending our best wishes to Paul, who's been on the show numerous times, and wish him all the best with his next venture. But in his place, Halesow have gone for continuity and promoted Craig Nicholls and Martin Sockett to the managerial positions as joint managers of Halesow in town. And on Thursday this week, I caught up with one of the joint managers at the club. It's a welcome to the show to Craig Nicholls. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to results on the pitch and how well it's going at Halesow at the moment, top of the league, just a bit of a general catch-up. How are you and Martin settling into your new roles at the club?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been a busy few weeks. It was a bit of an emotional time, obviously, after Paul stepped down. Myself and Martin have been very, very close to Paul over the last sort of 4 years when we were at Redditch together previously. So it was a difficult time to sort of take over because we've obviously got a connection with Paul. But, you know, obviously we've stepped in and we wanted to continue the work that Paul had done previously and obviously get the players on side and just keep pushing really for what we'd started.
And it was a phenomenal job what Paul did with the coaching staff at Halesow in recent years. But I would like to touch upon there, that continuity with yourself and Martin stepping up. I mean, how important do you think that is, given how well the start of the season's been more generally?
Yeah, I think continuity and stuff like that is really, really key at any level of football. You know, the players know us, they know how we work. Obviously, I've been the first team coach beforehand, so on the training pitch, they know my style, they know what I'm looking for. And we've continued in the same vein, really, of what we were already doing. We've just added in our own little bits and pieces, our own little details that perhaps that we weren't doing in the past that we wanted to implement. And, you know, the players have bought into it. And, you know, the trust that the club have put in for me and Martin has been fantastic because, you know, they could have gone down a different path and brought someone in who was experienced at the level or, you know, it was involved or had applied for the role. But obviously Keith and Karen, as owners, have looked at me and Martin and gone, yeah, we'll give them the job. You know, they know what they're doing. They're around the club. And they know what the club's looking for.
And just touching upon those tweaks, I mean, there has been... you did make a signing of Kieran Donnelly recently, but I think you've got connections with the academy as well. So you've got basically a full overview of the club, essentially, haven't you, with your previous experience?
Yeah. I mean, myself and Josh Cody, who is the first team coach now, who was the goalkeeping coach previous, we've been running the academy now for the last 3 years. We won the league last year and were national champions last year, so we've tried to bring in some of the younger players into the first team over the last sort of 12 months anyway, alongside with what Paul wanted us to do. So we've got an overview of the club. We know what the club wants to do and where it wants to be. And, you know, it's got high standards and I've got high standards and Martin's got high standards of what we want to achieve with the players, you know, and that's what we're looking for.
Like we touched upon here, it was about continuity. And I think when you look at results on the pitch, the transition's been seamless, hasn't it? Because Halesow have been in great form recently, scoring plenty of goals. I mean, how happy are you with the performances on the pitch recently?
Yeah, I mean, the results speak for themselves, don't they? You know, we've had two convincing wins, you know, against Hinckley and Dereham this weekend, just gone. And then we've had two results where we've had to, you know, pull it out of the fire in the last sort of 5 minutes. And I think that shows the togetherness of the group and, you know, the trust that we've put in them to play a style of play that is a little bit different from previous. And the trust that they're showing in us for what we're trying to do. It's been effective. You know, we've scored a lot of goals. We've conceded a few that we've obviously looking at in training to work on to stop happening, which it was great on the weekend to get a clean sheet. But yeah, we're still striving. You know, I still think there's a lot that we can work on to make us even better. I said to the players at the weekend that I still think we can be a little bit more ruthless in front of goal. And, you know, I'm not discounting the fact that we've scored four goals on Saturday. But I feel that we can go and score more, particularly with the front line that we've got that, you know, on their day are as good as anybody at this level and probably the level above.
And just touching upon this at this particular level, obviously last year the race for the title and the playoffs in the Midlands division was absolutely not from your point of view, but from onlookers looking in from afar, it was an epic battle, wasn't it? Yeah. I mean, how important is it to win the league this time round and not get involved in playoffs? Because at the minute, the gap between yourselves up at the top and sixth place Corby after beating Corby a couple of weeks ago is 11 points now, which is pretty handy, I'm going to suggest. But the main target, I'm going to suggest, is opening that gap up between yourselves and Stamford.
Yeah, like you say, you know, after last year's situation with the playoffs, you know, going up, you know, as champions is what you want, and we're ready for that battle to make sure that happens. You know, the playoffs are the playoffs. They're there as a buffer if it doesn't quite go to plan. But you know, we're not thinking about the playoffs. We're thinking of obviously, you know, wanting to be champions and wanting to go up straight away. But it's a difficult road ahead. You know, we've got to play Stamford twice. We've got to play Coleshill twice. We've got to play, you know, Spalding again at home. You know, and these teams are doing exactly the same as we are. They're looking for exactly the same prize. And, you know, it's going to be a tough, tough ask, but we're ready for it, and the lads are ready for it. And it's something that we're looking forward to. You know, at the end of the day, football's a release for a lot of us from the day-to-day life. And, you know, if you get there on a Saturday and you're happy and you're confident, you know, the results will come.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to touch upon what's left of November, I mean, it's the old cliche and all that, no easy games in this league, but you've got particularly tricky three games, haven't you? Away game at Coleshill this weekend, and Stamford away, big game, and Chasetown at home at the end of the month as well. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on the upcoming matches in particular?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is a cliche to say we look at every game as it comes. So Coleshill's the main priority Saturday. Then we'll obviously look at where we're at after that and then assess ourselves for Stamford and so on and so on. But yeah, it's a tough few weeks for us. We've got a Birmingham Senior Cup against Atherston away in the middle of that as well. But the reality is that every game you play is a big game, you know, regardless of who you're playing against. And you've got to go and obviously try and get the 3 points and keep pushing. And that's what we'll be looking to do.
And just touching upon, obviously, two away games, but that game against Chasetown at home. I mean, obviously, you're aware of the club. You've been at the club for a few years now, but you can't really take it for granted. When you play a game at the Grove, there's over 1,000 fans there regular. It's a huge club at this level of the game. I mean, what's your thoughts on just what you and Martin have achieved? You're managers of this club, and you must be excited about the future and what's possible.
Oh, 100%. You know, I keep saying this to people. People keep saying, "Oh, you know, is it stressful and this, that, and the other?" And it is stressful, but it's good stress. You know, it's something that, you know, myself and Martin were prepared to do. Otherwise, we wouldn't have put ourselves in the mix for the role. And I enjoy the you know, the stress of it. I enjoy the match day. I enjoy the training sessions and getting the best out of the players and trying to develop the players. And, you know, it's enjoyable to be in and around things. And we know what the club want to do and what they want to achieve. And, you know, the fan base is frightening. We get to every home game and we've got over 1,000. We get to every away game and we're taking two coaches or even three coaches for some of the bigger games, so to speak. And it's for those people that you want to go and achieve what you want to achieve, because they're backing you, they're supporting you, they're giving up their time to come and watch the team and support the team through thick and thin. And obviously, after last year's disappointment in the playoffs, we want to make sure that we give them something to celebrate towards the end of the season.
Oh, great stuff. Well, Craig Nicholls, joint manager at Halesowe Town, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us, and keep up the excellent work, and catch up very soon.
Lovely, thank you.
Halesowe Town joint manager Craig Nicholls there speaking to me on Thursday. So Halesowe Town 1 point ahead of Stamford at the top of the Midlands division. And this seems like a good opportunity now to welcome back the manager at Stamford. Here's Graham Drury. Well, Graham, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. And another good victory on Saturday at home to Cambridge City. It's kind of as you were, though, up at the top, isn't it? It's a bit nip and tuck with Vales, Owen. How's things going at Stamford?
Yeah, it's been going really well, Ben. You know, it's been a bit of a surprise for us, really, because we lost five big players. Goalkeeper, two wingers that, you know, everybody said was, you know, perhaps the best two players in the league last year. And then losing the two centre-forwards, Hicks and Siddons, you know, it was a bit of a rebuild, really. But we kept the majority of the squad together. And I don't think you can beat that, you know, because obviously they've gelled and they get to know each other. And when a new body comes through the building and into the changing rooms, it's easy for them to slot into a group that's have been together for a while. So our recruitment was pretty good. And, you know, the lads have really carried on the form that they finished off back end of last year.
Yes, absolutely. And when it comes to, you know, results on the pitch, just one defeat. So you must be happy with that level of consistency you've got at the moment when it comes to the league.
Yeah, I mean, it's always key, isn't it? You know, if you're in a winning position and you continue to keep winning, it's a great habit to have. Defeat we had against Sutton Coldfield, take nothing away from them. They well deserved it on the day. But we gifted him two goals by two individual mistakes, one slipping with the ball at his feet for the striker to run in for a tap-in, and the other, my centre-half, just dilly-dallied on the ball and got robbed, and, you know, they scored again. So it was quite frustrating, but it was just one of them bad days at the office, which is give us our only defeat so far. So the consistency of winning has been fantastic, and long may it continue.
And going from that Saturday game into a tough game against Hinckley LR, I mean,
yeah,
to pick out a result like that after, you know, you could have been forgiven for that, having that Sutton Coldfield defeat having a big impact on morale, but there you are, bouncing back with a win and then following up with two more.
Yeah, I think it was important just to not highlight the defeat too much. You know, it was two individual mistakes. We'd been cutting them out. Pre-season was making a lot of individual mistakes and was losing games towards the beginning of the season, the end of pre-season, and you know, I just didn't panic about it. I knew what I had in my changing room, and I had full faith in the boys, and you know, I put my trust in them, and I think it was just important just to brush it under the carpet and say, look, it was a bad day at the office, two individual mistakes are gifted in the game. We didn't respond very well to the two goals. In fact, we were shocking, if I'm honest. And, you know, we well deserved to be beat on the day, and all credit to Sutton. But, you know, to bounce back, Hinckley was a really tough game on the Tuesday night. They come, and I thought second half, I thought they was absolutely superb. First half, we was very dominant, and I thought, oh, it's good that we'll bounce back. You know, we're back on track again, and, you know, we seem to be back in our rhythm of, you know, playing really, really well. And then second half, all credit to Hinckley, they really put us under a lot of pressure. But it showed a different side to us that we can roll the sleeves up and dig in and defend when we need to. And obviously, we're scoring goals as well. So it's been great to, you know, back that result with two more wins.
So looking ahead to what's coming up, obviously it's St Neots Town away this weekend, one game at a time and all that, Graham. But after that, you've got Hells Owen at home. So I suppose the thing about that Hells Owen game is it's only going to be a six-pointer if you get 3 points against St Neots, I suppose.
Yeah, St Neots is a real key game. You know, I mean, Hells Owen's got Coleshill, I think it is. Spalding's got Boldermere tomorrow. I think Sporting Kelsey's got quite a tough game as well. But the five teams in the top regions are all capable of winning on the day. And then you drop down to the next five and you put that group in there, all good enough to beat anybody on the day. And I think the division's proven again how tough it is. I looked across the pyramid and I think Stamford's 14 games, 35 points, I think it is. And if you look across any pyramid, that's top of any division. Mm. So it just shows, you know, with Hells Owen 36, there's 35. I think Spalding's now 32. Boldermere 31. I think Kelsey's 30. You know, to have five teams on 30-odd points at this stage in 13, 14, 15 games is, you know, a real high standard, really high bar. You know, and like I say, 34 points should be top of any division. and it is across the pyramid. So, you know, all credit to all the other teams. They're pushing everybody. You know, we're pushing each other. It's going to be a really exciting period going into Christmas. The team who responds well over the Christmas games, going into the new year with that momentum, could be the team that goes on to win it. Or it could be the other side where you drop out of the playoff area. So every game's tough. It's really, really tough. And all I'm interested in, and everybody will say the same, is, you know, St. Neots tomorrow. We know it's going to be a tough place to go. They've not had the best of starts, but people are telling me in scout reports, you know, they're in a bit of a false position down there. Points on the board is the key, isn't it? And we've got them. So I'm really pleased with the point return. I'm pleased with the goal difference. I'm pleased with, I think we're second least conceded in the league. I think we're third highest scorers. So, yeah, the lads have done really well. And I've always said it and always will say it. You know, I'm just there as a support bubble for the boys. They go out onto that pitch, they produce it, and it's all credit to the changing rooms.
Yeah, and you've got Jonathan Margetts as well, haven't you? Scoring plenty of goals in this opening couple of months of the season. But like you say, I think the defence is equally as important as the goals at Stamford, clearly. But just to plug that Hales Owen match, it'd be remiss of me not to really shine a spotlight on it and go, look at this game, that. Look at this. It's huge, isn't it? Even in November.
Yeah, but, you know, we're talking about Stamford Hales Owen. If we both, touch wood we don't, I'm not, I'll be quite happy if Hales Owen lose. But, you know, if both teams lost and Spalding won, you know, Spalding could go top of the league with goal difference. So it just shows how tight it is. And people, it's interesting because obviously Hales Owen was up there last year, we was up there, and everybody's going to talk about these two sides, you know, that are going to fight for the title. But we thought that last year, then Ilkeston go and win it, you know, and then Chasetown push you right to the wire to try and get second or third or fourth. And, it just becomes a slog. You know, every game's a slog, and, you know, there's no enjoyment in it, Ben. I'll tell you that for a fact. There's no enjoyment in it. When you win, it's a relief. And if you lose, it's an absolute disaster. So people think that it's enjoyable being at the top. Sometimes, mate, you're better off being mid-table and not no pressure or no sweat.
The good news is, Graham, though, the better you do, the more chance you get invited on this show. So that's a positive, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, definitely, mate. But, yeah, looking, you know, you're going to highlight it, and I understand you're talking about the Hales Owen game, and there'll be no different to us. You know, you're looking at that game, and hopefully it's going to be a massive crowd. Hopefully they travel in their numbers like they do. You know, Stamford people get behind the Stamford team that I feel has done really well for them in the last four seasons. And they realise it's one of them games that should be exciting, really enjoyable. It's one of them games that people will look for in the fixture list and think, you know, that's going to be an umdinger. And I'm sure it will be. You know, they're a quality side. There's no doubt on it. Martin Sockett's now, you know, took over from Paul. You know, Martin's somebody I've known for a long, long time. Very wiry old manager who's been there and seen it all. So he's got the wheels going. I think Paul is an absolute top bloke. But Martin stepped in them shoes and he's certainly got off to a good start, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. But Graham, we should say, here's to a cracking game tomorrow against St. Neots Town. A big thank you for joining us on this week's show. Keep up the excellent work and catch up very soon.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, mate. And as always, really enjoy being on your show.
Graham Drury there, manager of Stamford, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Shortly, we'll be having a look at the West Division, but before that, let's go to the East Division now. And Stockton Town currently lead the way 6 points clear up at the top of the East Division over Worksop Town. However, Worksop do have 3 games in hand. Let's catch up, though, with Stockton Town. And on Friday, I caught up with their manager. It's a welcome back to the show to Michael Dunwell. Well, Michael, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, just a bit of a catch-up with how things are going. A dramatic game on Saturday, coming out the victors in the end and keeping up at the top. How's things going at Stockton?
Yeah, they're going well. Obviously, we had a little bit of a blip where we only got 1 point out of 9, but after that, we won our last 3, so yeah, we seem to be back on track. We've got a fully fit squad available now, which has been key as well, because the first probably 12 games we didn't have that. you wouldn't have thought it though, but we some games, I think we went to Grantham, we only had 12 players, so the squad's done really well, but everyone's back fit now, so looking forward to tomorrow's game.
You touched upon the defeats, back-to-back defeats in the league. Mm-hmm. I mean, how crucial has it been the last three league matches where you've picked up the maximum 9 points, you've bounced back and it's kind of solidified a bit. I mean, it's easier said than done to achieve that, so you must be dead pleased with how that's gone.
Yeah, obviously difficult when you lose two in a row, but it was important that we got that next win after that, and then we've just kicked on again. Obviously, we signed Glenn Butworth as well to strengthen us in midfield, which has been a big signing for us. So, yeah, it was really important to get back to winning ways after them two straight defeats. And we look like we were earlier on in the season now.
And what's your take on how the league table's shaping up? Because there's the old adage on this show, we discuss it loads of times, even during an episode. Would you rather have points on the board or games in hand? At the minute, Worksop have got the games in hand, you've got the points on the board. I suppose it depends on perspective, but I'm going to suggest Worksop would also really appreciate the points on the board rather than the games in hand. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on this tussle that appears to be developing up at the top of the East Division between yourself and Worksop?
We'll say the points on the board. Yeah. But no, we know Worksop are playing really well. I think we've won 9 league games in a row, a bit similar to what we did at the start of the season. And they're a really good, strong squad. We expect to be with us come the end of the season. I don't think it's still far from a two-horse race because there's too many other good teams in and around the playoffs who can take points off each other and have taken points off us. And Worksop. So it's going to be interesting as the season goes on. Obviously, people normally look at it after 10, 15 games, see where everyone is. It seems to be levelling itself out where people are going to be, but there's always dark horses who have a good run towards the middle of the season, which is what we did last year, and make a push for the playoffs. But we're focused on hopefully that top spot, and I'm sure Worksop are as well. So it's going to be a long tussle, I think.
Now, obviously, looking ahead to the matches for the remainder of the month, this is the thing. I mean, you've just had this epic game against Carlton Town and come out the victors. So to suggest there's any gimmies in this league would be foolish, wouldn't it? Tadcaster away this weekend. The team talked as itself after what happened last weekend against Carlton, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, I mean, there was quite a few defining moments in the game, really, obviously. Our goalkeeper got injured from a bad challenge from their forward and broke his arm. So, unfortunately, we didn't have a goalkeeper on the bench. So, Mikey Roberts had to go in goal. But you are correct in saying that there is no easy games in this league. And Tadcaster again tomorrow. Yeah, they're at the bottom of the league, but they've changed the management and they've signed quite a few players. So, they'll probably be a completely different team to what they have been early on in the season.
And just looking slightly further ahead, I know, you know, it's one game at a time and you're going to be, you know, focusing on Tadcaster first and then the Durham Cup and then Sheffield and Grimsby Borough in that order. But looking ahead to that Christmas period, you've got Cleethorpes away, Worksop away in the middle of December. That's looming large, isn't it? That fortnight there, that seems, for impartial people, very exciting, that's for sure.
Yeah, we've got a December, obviously. It's quite a tough December because I think we've got them two away. Also, we've got a couple of derbies with Concert and Shildon.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a tough month. But we had a tough start. If you look at our first six games, they were really tough and we picked maximum points up out of them. So we'll go into them games like we do any game, which is looking to win. But they're definitely games to look forward to.
And generally, just a closing thought, really, Michael, just on how it's all going. How much are you enjoying and relishing the challenge this season at Stockton Town? Because it looks like, from afar, it's going pretty well at the moment.
Yeah, we're really pleased. We're always enjoying it when you're winning games and you're at the top of the league. But that can soon change. But whilst we're doing that, you've got to enjoy it while you're doing that. And things are going really well. Like I've touched on, we have got our full squad available, which helps massively. Not so much when you haven't the lead players out of the squad, which gives you a few headaches, but it's a good problem to have rather than like going to places with 12, 13 players and
you know what team you're going to pick. With our full, real strong full squad, we can go to these places like Worksop and Cleethorpes and have a real good go. And we just got to enjoy it while we're up there, and long may it continue.
Well, Michael Dunwell, manager of Stockton Town, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your evening to join us on this week's show. Keep up the excellent work, and all the best this weekend, and catch up very soon.
Cheers, Ben. Thanks.
Michael Dunwell there, manager of Stockton Town, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching in NPL Step 4 show. Let's go a bit further down the league table now and catch up with Grimsby Borough. They're on a great run of form at the moment. Currently 4 games unbeaten, including 3 victories. The latest coming on Tuesday at Grantham Town, winning there in that Lincolnshire derby by 3-0. And for more now on Grimsby Borough, this week I caught up with the manager at the club. It's a welcome back to the show to Daniel Barrett. Well, Daniel, a big thank you for joining us. And before we have a bit of a general catch-up on how the season's going, big congratulations for that Tuesday night victory at Grantham. That's a stunning victory. How was your evening?
Yeah, it was a wet one and a windy one. But over the years, all the times I've ever been to Grantham, it's always been wet and windy. But no, really good team performance. Grantham did have a few missing, but we've been there ourselves, and you can only beat what's in front of you. And it was a really good display, actually. We didn't give them a chance to breathe, and I think that was the difference.
And 4 games unbeaten now, including 3 victories in this league run. It's going all right. What's the mood in the dressing room like at the moment?
Yeah, it's really good. The lads are upbeat. In all fairness, I it's easy to say now, but at the start of the season, we knew we was going to have problems because we had lads away on stag do's and lads getting married, and there was loads and loads of different things, which we've just started to get a settled squad of the same 14 or 15 every week now. So, you know, we're settling in, and it took us a little while to get used to the level. But the last 4 results have been good, especially against teams in and around us. So them not gaining any points and us gaining points, obviously, has propelled us up the league a little bit.
And not just that, I mean, obviously you're beating Grantham there, same county, but the win over Lincoln United as well, that's a bit of a shot in the arm, I'm going to suggest, for the club.
Yeah, local derby, you always seem to get 10% extra out of the lads when it's a local derby, regardless of the situation. And the more impressive one, to be fair, was the Long Eaton one away. Having played them, they beat Heaven the week before, and obviously Heaven was in the top 3 or 4. And them going away and winning there, we thought we'd have a real tough game on our hands, but we dealt with it really well. Put a couple of new lads in new positions, and it's just seemed to click at the minute. So all positive on the front of Borough.
Yeah,
all
great, positive. Great stuff. And I was just going to say, I mean, it's. I think you've touched upon it already. You know, the results with teams in and around you are always, you know, worth the weight in gold, aren't they? But it has propelled you, you know, way away from the automatic relegation places, and has leapfrogged you pretty much into mid-table land at the minute. So onwards and upwards, I'm going to suggest at this point.
Yeah, we've got a very difficult game come Saturday against Dunstan. They're obviously, again, a team that are in form, and they're not a million miles off the pack at the top of the league, who seem to be losing a couple of games. You know, it's happened at the top where they've been obviously playing each other, because us at the bottom have been playing each other, and Worksop are taking points off Cleethorpes and teams in and around there. So they're fighting for the playoff positions, and obviously it's really early, but they'll still be fancying the chances. But we're back at home. We've drawn and won on the last 2 occasions at home, so hopefully we'll get some more points on the board towards the target for the midway through the season in a couple of weeks.
We obviously caught up ahead of this season, and you're under no illusions about how tough it was going to be and that side of things. But like you said at the start of this, you know, you've got a settled squad now. Do you feel like it's all come together and you're starting to understand the level now?
Yeah, I'd never thought that we wouldn't be able to do it. It was just that we knew that August and September, with lads missing a lot of the first starts of the season through some weddings, like I said, and stag do's, and catching up with holidays that they'd had cancelled through COVID. We knew we'd have a lot of players missing, and we just wanted to get through the first couple of months unscathed, really, in respect of we didn't lose the morale in the changing room. And now we've got everybody back together, and we've got 2 really good loan signings, thanks to Grimsby Town. They've come in and been a breath of fresh air, which has helped us massively. And we've just found out today that they're going to stay for another month, which is another massive bonus for us. And yeah, we just seem to be settling into it now, becoming more confident. And I think the results are showing with that as well. So it's good and positive at the minute.
Absolutely. And just looking ahead to those games, you've mentioned Dunstan, obviously. But I mean, what's your thoughts on the upcoming games? Because you've got Dunstan, you've got Shildon, you've got Stockton coming up as well, which is by no stretch of the imagination a gimme, let's say. So I mean, it's going to be tough over the next few weeks or so. But up for this challenge?
Yeah, well, without a doubt. And I said to the lads, we need to gain momentum going into December. Well, especially the back end of November. It's like you say, we've got Stockton, and then we get Concert, and going into December, we've obviously got Ponty and Cleethorpes as well, which they're going to be really hard games. But at the same time, like, if we've got a few points on the board, confidence is high. There's no reason why we can't get a result, you know. Long Eaton going away to Hebburn the other week, nobody would have wrote that down, and everybody's beating everybody, you know. Shildon beat Cleethorpes the other week. So, you know, anybody can beat anybody on any given day, and it's only 11 blokes versus 11 blokes. So, yeah, we're really positive. And like I said, if we can get to that 20-point mark by Christmas, we'll be relatively happy.
Well, you're almost there, like you say, just a win and a draw, and you'll have nailed it, won't you, at this point? And just a general question, Daniel, just because, like I said, it's been a few months since we last spoke, but is everyone at the club enjoying this new life at Step 4 and enjoying the season thus far? Especially, you know, with wins at Grantham and against Lincoln United, it's not bad at all, I'm going to suggest, at the moment.
No, it's really good, you know. The board are finding it. Obviously, it's new to them. The club's never been at this level. So, everything and anything behind the scenes, you know. We went to Worksop the other week, and unbelievable facilities, unbelievable squad, you know, unbelievable fan base. And we're little old Grimsby Borough, you know what I mean? And it was the same at Grantham on Tuesday night. It's brilliant for the club. And, you know, we have got a little loyal support, and they go home and away. And without them, you know, it makes a difference when the lads get to shake some hands after the walk off the pitch, win, lose or draw, and they've been great this far. And hopefully we keep picking up results and we get a few more through the door and a few more travelling with us.
Absolutely. Well, Daniel Barrett, manager of Grimsby Borough, a big, big thank you for taking the time out your evening to join us on this week's show. Big congratulations again for the great run of form at the moment, and catch up again soon.
Thank you, mate. See you soon.
Daniel Barrett there, manager of Grimsby Borough, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's go to the West Division now, and currently leading the way up at the top of the West Division by 4 points is Macclesfield. They lead the way 4 points clear over Leake Town. Now, obviously, there's been a change of management at Macclesfield this past month, with Danny Whittaker departing the club. In his place, it's been announced that Dave McNabb, former manager at Warrington Rylands, will be taking charge at the Moss Rose. And on Friday, I caught up with Dave to find out how he's settling in. Well, Dave, a big thank you for joining us. And first, big congratulations for your appointment at the Moss Rose. How are you settling into your new role?
Yeah, thanks, Ben. Yeah, it's really good. Really enjoying it. Obviously, still getting my feet under the table, understanding how things work. And obviously, every club works a little bit differently. But so far, so good. Really, really enjoying it. Really enjoying to get to know the group, the players, and everyone behind the scenes at the club.
Those people who've ever been to Macclesfield know it's a sizeable club, isn't it? I mean, just give us a bit of an insight into the differences from a standard non-league club to those a club like Macclesfield.
Yeah, I think it's a massive football club, and the history of it speaks for itself. Obviously, the first two games so far have been at home, which has been an eye-opener in terms of, obviously, you see the numbers and in terms of the fan base, and I've been to games here and watched the team as a sort of spectator. But when you're actually in the dugout and seeing sort of over 3,000 fans there, the feeling's sort of second to none. When it was actually announced that we obviously got the job last Monday, I think there was around 90,000 hits in the first hour onto the website. So the numbers are absolutely phenomenal. That just shows just how big a club it is.
And that's off the pitch. On the pitch as well, what's your early assessment on the squad that you've got there?
I think it's a really good group. It's got a good mix of sort of ages and identities. Obviously, got a few players who are just starting the journey and hoping to sort of go and play sort of in the league. And then you've obviously got a few lads who've experienced and played at the elite level in the game and obviously coming down. But the group's absolutely fantastic in terms of ability, and not just ability but personalities as well. There's no bad eggs, all really, really good lads.
And touching upon the results thus far, I mean, two different kind of games, really, at home, Workington and Skelmersdale United. I mean, the result against Workington was a sensational result, a 4-1 victory. So that side of things going well, early doors, results on the pitch.
Yeah, obviously, we know with the group we've gone, the expectations of the club and the ambitions of the club, obviously winning games of football is paramount. So obviously, it was a bit of a whirlwind coming in on the Tuesday, not sort of having met the players until we sort of got in the changing rooms against second place in the league at the time. So it was a tough game. Workington, a very, very good side, technically really efficient. I thought we were deserved winners. We played really well on the night. Our attacking intent was really, really good. And then Skem was a bit of a different game on Saturday. Sort of sat in a low block for large parts of the game, tried to frustrate and sort of hit us on the counter and set pieces. But look, the lads defended really well, and the defensive shape on Saturday was exceptional. And obviously, we're just building towards trying to be a bit more efficient, both defensively and going forward as well.
And with that regard, obviously, you're having to do it as you go. I mean, you've got Trafford this weekend away from home, which is it's a tough place to go to, Shoreview, isn't it? So, I mean, how difficult is that to install, you know, your methods and your way of doing things whilst also maintaining a promotion push?
It's hard, and look, and things are going to take time. Obviously, we want to do things slightly differently, whether that's right or wrong, you know, we'll find out. But ultimately, we want to do things a little bit differently, and it does take time to instill your sort of identity and philosophy at a new club and with a new group. But, you know, we're certainly not complaining about it, and we've got no sort of time to waste. So, like you said, Trafford, really tough game. Look at the games over sort of the next 4 weeks. Trafford, Vicks, in the cup. Then we've got Mosley, Runcorn, Linnet, Cables, Cole. So all really, really tough places to go and tough games to play in. So, you know, that's ultimately our bread and butter, the league, and we want to try and, you know, be successful and win every game that we play.
And how valuable do you think that experience you've got of getting out of this division, how good do you think that experience is going to be for this challenge of getting Macclesfield up to step three, do you feel?
I'm hoping it adds a lot. Obviously, the experience of last season and the difficult spells as well as the good, it all adds to your Arsenal in terms of your capabilities as a manager. But, you know, look, this is a different journey, so... It obviously, those will always call upon those experiences that we've had before. But, you know, this is a different journey, and we know we need to get the basics right and then keep pushing forward.
And just about that challenge of pushing forward and the upcoming games, we've mentioned Trafford as well. But how much are you looking forward to this journey you're on now and, you know, building things up at the Moss Rose?
Really looking forward to it. You know, ultimately, you know, I know I'm in a very privileged position. And I just want to make sure that, you know, I'm a small part in playing in the club, getting back to where it belongs. Really exciting times. We've got some great players. Really, really is a joy to work with them. Yeah, just really excited about the journey and what it brings and some of the challenges we're going to have along the way.
And just touching upon, you mentioned the crowd and, you know, 3,000 plus for those two games against Workington and Skem, but the away following as well. I'm just looking back through the list, you know, 1,000 at Colville. The attendance is, I'm going to suggest, are boosted by Macclesfield being there, but, you know, 1,000 at Glossop North End. It's going to be a decent away following this weekend, I'm going to suggest, at Trafford. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, and look, it's massive. You know, at any standard, at any level of the game, you'll always see that, you know, a lot of teams pick up more points at home. So those away fans are massively important because, you know, we will have some sticky moments in games. We will have some really tough times in games. We will be under pressure for periods of every game. So those away fans are, you know, and being loud and proud and giving the sort of voices and the songs is a massive boost to the players, and it will help us get through some of those tough times.
Oh, great stuff. Well, David Nabb, manager of Macclesfield, a big congratulations again on your appointment, and a big thank you for joining us, and all the best this weekend.
Brilliant. Thanks, Ben.
Dave McNabb there, manager of Macclesfield, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching in NPL Step 4 show. And one last interview for this month's show, and that takes us a bit further south from Macclesfield to Staffordshire and to Kidsgrove Athletic. Kidsgrove currently sitting 1 point outside the playoff positions. So let's hear more now from Kidsgrove Athletic, and it's a big welcome back to their manager. Here's Scott Dundas. Well, Scott, a big thank you for joining us. And first, big congratulations for that brilliant victory over Prescott Cables on Saturday. Just a point outside the playoffs now, 5 points from second. How's things going at Kidsgrove?
Yeah, not too bad. Pretty good start to the season, like most teams. Two wins and you're up and around the playoffs. Two defeats and you're back down in a relegation fight. It's the nature of the league by the looks of it this year with the points between, I think, second and down to 10th, 12th. There's like 3 or 4 points. So, yeah, we're pleased to be where we are at the minute.
And touching upon the start of this season, if we could touch upon last season as well. I mean, last season was a bit of a find your feet year because obviously you transferred across from another NPL division. So you had to settle into it. Do you feel like you've hit the ground running a lot more effective this year? Now you know the division and the level and stuff.
Yeah, we had a good end to the season last year, which helped. But then again, we did bring in 5 or 6 new players this year and they've all seemed to gel in a little bit quickly than it was expected. So that's very pleasing. But yeah, we're just, old cliche, but just take every game as it comes. But yeah, really pleased with the start we've had so far.
I mean, that was going to be my next question as well, Scott, just about, you know, your expectations for the season, because it is a very competitive division. I think we can safely say that. But 1 point behind Runcorn Linnets and, you know, 3 points behind Workington. So, I mean, what's your thoughts about what's possible this year at Kidsgrove?
Well, we just wanted to be competitive. We knew it was going to be a really tough league with the teams that have come in and dropped down from the higher division this year. So our aim was obviously finish better than we did last year, and we managed to get up to 10th in the end. And then obviously try and get one of the 4 remaining playoff places. But like you've just said, it's very, very tight up there. But we only can carry on doing what we're doing. We're a third of the way through the season now, so if the other two-thirds of the season go as well as this has gone so far, then we should still be there and thereabouts.
It's a big weekend coming up, though, isn't it? Runcorn Linnets, as I just mentioned, so close to each other in the league. But then you've got Clitheroe the week after. One game at a time and all that. But this is a big fortnight coming up, I'm going to suggest.
It is, yeah. We said to the lads, like, you know, the next few games will determine whether we are ready for have a little push or we're just still finding our feet a little bit. So I think the next couple of results will tell us that, tell us whether we need to look at other players as well or whether we are where we need to be at the minute. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting couple of games coming up. Like I say, on Corn Linnets, we got absolutely thrashed there last year. I know they've got a different manager in and different players and everything, but still undefeated at home, I believe. So, you know, it's a very tough place to go. And I think, obviously, a last-minute equaliser on Tuesday night with 1874 stopped and gained another 3 points, really. So, yeah, we'll go there, but we'll go with a lot of confidence with the way we've played last few weeks. Maybe be the first team to beat them there.
And touching upon yourself and obviously, you know, like I said, last season, tricky, you know, finding your feet in a new league. This season, it's been a brilliant start. You took over the club a couple of seasons ago with COVID in the background and that side of things. How are you enjoying your time as manager at Kidsgrove Athletic?
Yeah, I'm loving it. Loving the club. It's, you know, it's right on the doorstep. It's a club I played for and had great success with as a player. So hopefully we can try and get a bit of success as a manager as well. But yeah, it's going really well. We're getting more volunteers in, we're getting more fans in, the people in and around the club, chairman, vice chairman, and the directors and everything. You know, they do everything they can to help us, and long may that continue, really.
Yeah, and as a player at the club, you achieved a great deal, didn't you? So, to say the least.
Yeah.
I mean, judging by the starts of this season, and like you say, the back end of last year as well, are you hoping that that's possible once again? Maybe not scoring as many goals in one season, but for one player in particular, but certainly the success on the pitch as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's something we work hard for throughout the week, and there is a lot of competition in and around our area with Newcastle Town, Leek Town, Anley Town, ourselves, you know, four big teams in the same league all vying for more or less the same players. And, you know, it's very, very difficult. But, yeah, we're doing okay. And the players report in, Aaron Bott, he's come in from Congleton last year and he's got 9 goals this year. So players like that that we're bringing through and doing really well for us at the minute. So hopefully he can continue as well and keep firing us up the league.
Yeah, that Staffordshire area of non-league football, certainly it's lively at the minute, isn't it? what's it like being part of it all?
It is. It's crazy, to be honest. The amount of rumours that go around. Then, obviously, you can throw Nantwich into the mix as well. They're just the league above us and not far away from us. And, you know, then you've got all the Northwest Counties teams like the Cottons that are just in and around us as well, the one step below. So within a radius of like 20 miles, you must have 10, 15 teams that, you know, all could pay more than we pay. And, you know, obviously, to get these players. So we have to work hard in that aspect and try and get them to come to our club for different reasons. And hopefully we can carry on doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And last question, Scott, just to talk about finally the upcoming games. We've already mentioned them, but you know, Runcorn Linnets this weekend, Clitheroe next weekend. It's a big fortnight coming up. How much are you looking forward to this challenge over the coming games?
Yeah, like I say, it's going to be massive, really. You know, great side. Went watch Tuesday night with Runcorn, and we'll go watch Clitheroe at Leek on Saturday as well. So, you know, it's going to be difficult, but like I said, it'll see where we are and where we need to be, or if we're already there, kind of thing.
Absolutely. Well, Scott Dundas, manager of Kidsgrove Athletic, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us this week. A big good luck in the coming matches, and catch up very soon.
Hey, Ben. Thanks very much.
Scott Dundas there, manager of Kidsgrove Athletic, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. And that's it for this month's show. A big thank you to all my guests this month for joining me. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.